With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has advanced a three-bill spending package through its final procedural step that sets up a possible final vote later today. Lawmakers are in a full-court press to prevent another partial shutdown, still fresh off the longest one in U.S. history. Late last year, they've got until January 30th to get it done. President Trump says he'll consider invoking the Insurrection Act after an ICE agent wounded a protester after being attacked with a shovel last night.
Police say a crowd gathered near the site with protesters throwing rocks and shooting fireworks. Federal officers fired tear gas. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says violence involving federal officers has gotten out of hand in the city. Frey says,
"We cannot counter Donald Trump's chaos with our own brand of chaos."
I'm Donna Water.
At the White House, Venezuela's opposition figure Maria Corina Machado, fresh off her Nobel Prize win, meeting with President Trump today in the wake of the U.S. capture of Nicolas Maduro. The President Trump is still recognizing Delcy Rodriguez as Venezuela's acting president. An ailing astronaut returned to Earth with three others today, ending their space station mission more than a month early in NASA's first ever medical evacuation, NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman.
To be overwhelmingly clear, Crew 11 was a very successful mission. While this was the first time we had to return crew slightly ahead of schedule, NASA was ready.
SpaceX guided the capsule to a middle-of-the-night splashdown in the Pacific near San Diego. A fundamental disagreement over Greenland remains after talks yesterday with Danish officials. President Trump says the U.S. does need Greenland for national security.
If we don't go in, Russia's going to go in and China's going to go in. And there's not a thing that Denmark can do about it, but we can do everything about it.
Troops from European countries, including France and Germany, are arriving in Greenland to try to bolster its security. This is SRN News. There's a new report out on America's pastors. Here's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Barna Group, which has been studying the mental health of the country's Protestant clergymen, and it reveals that most of them enjoy strong marriages. 76% of pastors tell Barna that their relationship with their wife is solid. However, the poll also finds that nearly half of all Protestant clergy say they often feel isolated, and just a third of them say they have someone outside of their church or their marriage in which they can confide. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Democratic attorneys general has filed a lawsuit challenging the administration's requirement that states must recognize that male and female are the only two immutable sexes. Last year, the Department of Health and Human Services informed states that they must certify compliance with the executive order if they want to receive federal health, education, and research funding. The states are asking a federal court to block HHS from enforcing those conditions. This is SRN News. You may have to dig a little deeper if you're visiting Paris and you want to visit the Louvre.
Ticket prices for many visitors are rising to fund renovations and security. Admission to the world's most visited museum will increase from $25.50 to $37 for visitors from many non-European countries. French labor unions say two-tier pricing undermines the museum's universal mission. The recent theft of French crown jewels intensified scrutiny of security. Overcrowding, strikes, and aging infrastructure also demand more funding. Rich Thomason reporting.
After global outrage over deepfake abuse, X says Grok cannot edit images of people into revealing clothing where that is illegal. Image creation is now restricted only to paying subscribers, so offenders can be traced if they break those guidelines. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.